following up on the interview with Jopen Quintero, let's talk about the platform or the solutions that she's talking about that you are or you have developed to resolve the issue of remittance companies' closure. Is that right?
That's
right
correct.
To say that, yeah?
It is correct to say that. Our platforms and solution is live now, and we have a healthy subscription base already.
So how would you describe this so-called solution or platform?
So the solution's built by the need for banks to understand who is actually sending and receiving the money that they cannot see on payments. We've built with inside knowledge on what's required and what businesses are willing to provide, we've built a solution that meets the requirements from MSBs and banks' point of views.
What do you mean by MSB?
MSB is a term for remittance industry, so money service business.
Uh-huh.
And that's a company that helps local communities in Australia send money home to countries such as the Philippines.
Now, you mentioned that it's up and running. How long did it take you to conceptualize this solution?
This solution has taken us the last 2015. So all of 2015, we worked on this. And it has been a process of working with different remittance companies in Australia and listening to the needs of banks locally and correspondent banks.
So who is the actual brain of this solution or this platform?
I'd hate to say it is me, but having worked in the industry from a banking point of view for 4 years, I saw what remittance companies were willing to provide and I understood what banks needed to support the remittance industry. I have gone away and built the solution that meets the requirements of both sides of the equation.
And you have left the bank to do this project?
That's correct. I'm working full-time on saving the remittance industry in Australia. International remittance companies are being supported by banks in Australia. It's the local remittance companies, in particular the community remittance companies, that are suffering and are struggling to get bank accounts here in Australia.
What is the guarantee that this solution will work?
Well, when somebody else is controlling the destiny, there is no guarantee. What guarantee we do have is that publicly, the CEO of the Australian Bankers Association has stated on SBS, in fact, that the banks are closing bank accounts down because they do not know who the payee and beneficiary are of the transactions that the remittance companies are entering into. What my solution does is provide them 100% the results that they've asked for. They have the ability to see who is sending and who is receiving the money. And that is what they've been saying for the last 18 months, the reason for closing the bank accounts. So we are giving them what they've asked for.
And how will these small remittance companies know about you?
Over a four-year period working with remittance companies as my client, as a banker, I learnt the industry across Australia inside and out. I was a regular fixture in areas that had a number of remittance businesses, such as Auburn, Lakemba and Dandenong. And I have built up a reputation throughout the industry as somebody who understands the remittance company's needs, who has championed them in the current problem that they're facing. And I've now taken that challenge on board in my own right with my own company.
How affordable is it to be a part of this solution?
Understanding the business and the way it operates is fundamental on how I created this solution. And one of the factors of this industry is low margin businesses, but turning over high volumes of transactions. So we've been able to create a solution that's very affordable for the remittance businesses themselves to enter into. And time value, it will not take up much of their time either.
Now, being private, is it possible that you are accountable to anyone?
I'm accountable to my clients, and my clients are the remittance businesses, and we are accountable to them, and we need to drive the solution into the banking industry, getting the government support federally, getting support from the regulators such as AUSTRAC and the Attorney General's Office, and work with the banking industry so that the remittance industry and the banking industry can both support each other and deliver foreign aid which is 6 times greater than Australia as a nation delivers.
In your own knowledge, how many do you think this type of solution exists at the moment?
At the moment, I would say it's one of its kind in the world. I've been contacted by banks in the Middle East, Asia, and in Europe requesting information on how our solution works and how it could be implemented in their market. The remittance industry affects all industrialized countries where people from developing countries go to earn a wage to send money home. And the AML, anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing laws are impacting all those countries, and all those countries throughout the world are having the same problems that Australia is having.
Having said all that, what is the future of remittance companies considering the current national security agenda of the governments and banks worldwide?
Well, Australian security is actually being harmed by the current debanking of remittance industry. So remittance will happen whether it's supported or not by banks in Australia. When banks support it, the funds flow through regulated avenues and the authorities are able to monitor what is happening. When there are no bank accounts and no legal avenues left to send money home, the remittance funds will go through the back door and under the table. This means that the national security of Australia and other sovereign countries is marginalised because the funds cannot be tracked. A risk can be managed when you can actually identify it. When you can't identify it, it cannot be managed, and that puts a big threat to the national security of our country.
On that note, thank you so much, Thaya McCaffrey, for your time and for this very valuable information for our listeners.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much for the invitation.